those lonely nights when he took the wrongs that you couldn't make right. And every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times, yeah. Even in the dead of night, there's never been a moment when the sun don't rise. He'll never let go, you know that it's true. He's still that good and he's still got you. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Just how good he is. He's a faithful
getting ready to wrap up here with the guys from Sanctus Reel on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check them out at sanctusreel.com. Guys, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll
I'm
start.
Ready.
Dustin, what's your favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food is Nutty Buddies.
Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? I've become obsessed with those things. I don't know what's happened.
It's about the only junk food I actually eat. We're on the road and we'll go to a gas station. I don't drink soda. We'll get sparkling water. And yet then I see these Nutty Buddies and I'm like, okay, like I got to do it.
Dude, in 40 years, I've probably eaten 8 Nutty Buddies until the last 6 months. It's like I see a gas station. I'm just getting
They're
nutty.
So good,
I don't know
man.
What's going on. Anyway,
so
all right.
Good.
Chris, what's your, I don't know. It's just, they're good, but I got something. Something may be wrong with me. I don't
you got
know.
Some problems.
Yeah, Chris, what about you?
I just want to know how much Nutty Buddies cost nowadays, because they used to be like
more
25
than,
cents.
More than that, like $2.19, man.
Oh, that
I'm
hurts.
Sick about it
a
every
dollar,
time.
A dollar a stick, baby.
I get a whole box for $2.50 at Walmart, but I'm paying $2.20 at the gas station. I'm doing it time
That's
and time
the price
again.
You pay.
Yeah.
You know, that used to be a go-to, like late at night, driving the van and trailer, Nutty Buddy. But also, I would pair it with, if you can find the Mexican Cokes, which I would call that a junk food at this point, because now that I'm at this age, anything with sugar, it does not do the body well. So every once in a while, I'll sneak one of those, just a nice, what is that, a liter Coca-Cola in a glass bottle.
Yeah, that list of junk food, it grows daily for me too. I'm with you. Mark, what about you?
Well, yeah, kind of in the same scenario. At my age, you don't do a lot of sugar. It's not a good idea. But if I must, I try to do a little bit healthier. I don't know if this is junk food. Protein bars. I'm kind of a protein bar guy.
I'll
If you
take
go
it.
into a gas station nowadays, you have your section where you have the classic, nothing but sugar candy
That's where
bars,
the
but
Nutty
then
Buddies are.
the other side of the aisle, you'll find all these little, like, it's got 20 grams of protein, makes you feel better about the 40 grams of carbs that are in it as well.
I was gonna say there's a lot of sugar in those.
It's all a farce. There's nothing. Listen, I don't care what you get. If you get it at the gas station, it's not healthy. You just start there. All right, Mark, back at you. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh gosh, I am always a sucker. This is ice cream and just anything else that has peanut butter and chocolate in it.
All right, Mark.
Chris.
Oh, Chris, sorry. Oh,
You
sorry,
said Mark.
Chris.
Oh
Chris.
no.
I
I think we
told
were
you.
all thinking about eating peanut butter and ice cream right there, because that's one of my favorites. I'll say cookies and cream, because that is a good. You know what? No, I'm going to change it. Not cookies and cream. Cherry. Like,
Oh, that's
if
mine.
you can,
Very.
but with the real cherries, not like the candied cherries, right? Like, yeah. I don't know what they
Black
call
cherry.
that.
Are
Black
you a Cherry
cherry,
Garcia
black
fan?
cherry. Black cherry for you,
Cherry.
Dustin? Yeah.
Black cherry by a lot, by a wide margin. Black cherry is my favorite.
Ooh.
Listen, down here
Good
where I'm in
stuff.
Memphis, I think there's this incredible place. You guys come through, we'll take you. It's called Area 51, but I think they have like a goat cheese and black cherry ice cream, but it's like for a couple of like a few weeks a year because all fresh. I'll find out when it is. All right,
Sounds
moving on.
interesting.
All right. So Dustin, you said black cherry, right?
Oh
Dustin.
yeah.
All right. Dustin, what color is your toothbrush?
Blue.
Chris.
Green.
Mark.
This is such an oddball. Mine's blue also.
Oh. The movie about your life. Mark, what actor would play you?
Robin Williams.
Oh,
Just
no.
because I get that literally every week.
Perfect.
Do you know
That's,
you look like Robin
now that you
Williams?
say
Yes,
this,
I
like,
know.
yeah, it's good. All right, Chris.
Oh, just because he's in some of my favorite movies, I'd say Michael J. Fox.
Oh, it's a cool. You guys are making this movie complicated, to be honest. Getting this one made is going to be tough, guys, but we'll work on it. Dustin, what about you?
John Leguizamo. I'm just
Who's
kidding. He doesn't look anything like me. Woody Harrelson.
Oh, okay. One, I can see that. Two, he's a great actor. He's easier to cast than the other, what Chris and Mark gave us, to be honest with you. All right.
There's actually this dude in Christian that played in a, I can't think of the guy's name. He was in Sweet Home Alabama. He's kind of he looks like my
Oh, yeah.
twin brother. I actually we were at the Dove Awards, an entire group of people. He won an award but didn't go up, and this entire group of people was like, "Hey, why aren't you going to get your award?" And my wife was like, "They really do think you're him. You should probably tell them you're not." And I can't remember the guy's name though. Or I would have said him, but I can't remember his
I know
name.
who you're talking about. The Sweet Home Alabama guy. That's all you guys say. Everybody knows. Everybody knows at that point.
That
All right. Dustin, if you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Marvel character? I mean, Captain America's pretty cool.
Who?
Captain America.
Oh,
He's not as strong. I mean, I wouldn't mind if I had to have superpowers, I might as well be the strongest. So, maybe I don't know, Hulk. He's kind of cool. I don't know,
A
man.
lot of
I feel
green.
like
A lot of
I need to ask my
green.
kids.
Yeah,
I love
Chris.
Batman. Now, you said Marvel. I would rather be
Batman,
Batman.
I'll take
Ooh,
Batman.
he's
That's fine.
DC
There's
guy,
no
but he's
rules
DC,
here.
so
There's
okay,
no rules here. We
thank you.
free range show. Free range show. Chris,
Yeah.
what about you?
I used to collect all the Marvel and X-Men characters when back in the 90s. And my favorite was Gambit.
Oh, I remember Gambit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember
Yeah, he was one of
Gambit.
my
He's
favorites.
great. Mark, what about you?
I have three sons, and all of them, for whatever reason, loved Spider-Man from
Yeah.
like early
Yeah.
childhood. Pretty much, I mean, still to this day, they all freaking love Spider-Man. So I think I gotta go with Spider-Man.
All right.
Nice.
I'm just saying Halloween show this year. You guys think about it. Dustin
There you
Greenhalgh,
go.
Chris Gambit, Mark Spider. Just think about it. It's free,
Great idea.
the
I don't think
free
anybody would
idea.
want to see me in a Spider-Man costume. That's pretty tight.
The
Mark
free
Drummond. Mark
idea.
Drummond in a Spider-Man costume is something
I mean,
I don't know, man. I may want to see it. I'm here for it.
I don't know
Not
about
for the
that.
reasons anybody, All right, favorite board game, Mark. Favorite board game.
Oh gosh. I'm not really much of a board game guy.
Are you a card game guy?
I don't like games. I don't play games. I'm
That's
way
okay.
my
Just be like,
gosh. That.
I don't like it. I hate
Uno?
it.
We'll go with Uno. I think
Something
I
you
forgot how to play that.
you put that one in your pocket for the last question. Chris, what about you?
There's a couple that I play with my kids that I grew up with that we've kind of gotten out recently. So the first one would be Stratego,
Stratego.
which is a real simple old-timey game that my dad got me hooked on. And the other one is Othello. So
I've never heard of
pick
either
it
ones.
up.
I'll Google these
Yeah,
later.
really?
you can get them at Walmart.
I'll Google these later. All right, Dustin.
It's all good.
I used to always think that was called Stratego, and I was corrected because, strategy.
Hey.
I figured strategy, stratego, So
Could be.
my favorite used to be, I used to love playing Risk,
Oh,
but I
yeah.
have no time for that anymore.
Yeah.
So my wife and I, when we have downtime, we go to a game called Sequence,
Oh,
which
that's a good
is
one.
a lot of fun, but you don't have to take forever, and honestly, it's a lot less brain power.
That's a good game. I know that one. I know that one. Dustin, what's your favorite cartoon growing up?
Favorite cartoon growing up was the X-Men, Saturday
Chris.
morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was solid. Man, I try to think really early on. I guess more of my memories are from being like my son's age, like 12 years old, would be the Batman movie or the Batman cartoons that were from that era.
Mark.
G.I. Joe, a real American
Oh,
hero.
yeah.
Those were the best.
That's a great one. Last but not least, Mark, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh gosh.
I think it's board games.
Yeah, I guess probably board game. I mean, that's a pretty good, that's
Ding,
pretty
ding.
Hey, I do want to ask you this because you mentioned this at the beginning. What's something you love that everybody else hates?
Really weird bands,
Really weird bands.
So
you're a
particular
hipster.
music. So do you remember a band that kind of came up in the mid-90s that was like kind of undefinable, really?
I'm on pins and
Kind
needles, Mark.
of a Do you remember the band Primus?
No.
You don't
I
remember the
do.
band Primus?
No.
Nobody remembers the band Primus.
I know. I do.
They're
I
still
do.
around. They're
I know
still
Primus.
around. They play arenas all over the country still to this
Are
day.
you just ignoring me? I said I know Primus. Don't
You
say
know
nobody
Primus.
remembers
Yeah.
Primus.
I'm just, I mean, I know this band just recently did a big like audition thing to find a new drummer. And there's videos all over YouTube of them auditioning these different drummers. And so I've been following that and just kind of remembering, like, oh yeah, like this kind of, they were kind of like this skater punk thrash kind of metal, kind of funk, kind of, but just really weird. And I just kind of love it. And it's the most bizarre thing. And it's terrible sounding music that I enjoy.
I'm mostly concerned, was that Mark like suddenly being like, guys, I sent in a
Yeah.
video for this band. I'm
Yeah,
auditioning to be their drummer. I'm trying. Is this his way to like work it in? Like, is he like call out to us? All right,
that's
Chris.
hilarious.
Chris, what's something you hate everyone else loves?
Well, it kind of just hit me because I figured Dustin would say this if I didn't about me. I'm just gonna
Actually,
put it
I'm
out there.
thinking of it. It's a safe place.
The Lord of the Rings
Oh,
movies. There you have it. I just alienated like over half of our audience.
But if it helps,
yeah,
if
it's
it
true though.
helps, I think I'm with you. Now, to be fair, I've only seen the third one in the movie
Well,
theater. You talk about being lost. You ever? It might as well have been. It might as well have been in French. I'm
that's
like, I
on
have
you,
no
bro.
idea what's going on.
So, let me first of all, this is the worst rapid fire thing I've ever seen because there's nothing rapid fire about what's happening.
Yeah,
But I
I'm
will
the
say
same
this,
way.
you, Chris, you kind of redeem yourself by saying the movies, because if you said the books, then everyone would be angry. But a lot of
Yeah,
people
it's all
didn't like
about
the
the
movie,
movie.
so.
It's the yeah, putting that to visuals the way they did it. I don't have the time for that. Like, I'll read the books. I have read some of the books, but yeah, the movies, I'm out.
All right, Dustin, what about you?
Rapid fire. Two things. I hate audiobooks and I hate rapid fire questions.
Yeah. So aren't you glad this wasn't rapid fire? See? This is
Yeah.
thank you
Right, we
guys for
changed
playing. Thank you guys for playing
it.
non-rapid fire. I
Yeah,
thought about
try
that. I thought about that
it.
before. I was like, I don't
This
even
is
do rapid fire. I just want to try
slowest moving
to.
rapid fire I've ever seen, man.
It's
I hate
same.
audiobooks, bro. I hate audiobooks. I love to read, and everyone seems to love audiobooks, and I can't stand them. That's my secret.
I wish I liked them more. I wish I liked them more because I feel like I would get through more of them, but I can't. It don't work for me. They're Sanctus Real here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. We've learned a lot today, guys. We learned that George W. Bush, according to Dustin, is from Ohio.
That's
And
a lie.
we're gonna go to his boyhood home in Toledo. I think
When
Chris
did we
lived down the
start playing
street.
Two Truths and a Lie? That's a different game, bro.
All
Hey, by the
right.
way, while you were talking earlier, I fact checked myself. I
Okay.
was right. I was right.
All right. So
The
treason is a
execution
federal.
in the year that you talked about, the treason was a federal offense, and so the federal government killed the person. And yes, I was also correct that there were wolverines in the state of Michigan in the 17 and 1800s, and they were hunted basically to extinction for their pelts.
Listen,
You're
the
welcome.
next time you see me and Sanctus Real, we're going to be looking for wolverines in Michigan. That's where
No,
this
they're
is
not there.
going. Guys, you've been a
You'll
ton
find
of
them in Ann
fun.
Arbor.
You guys have been a ton of fun. Thanks for hopping on today.
Thanks,
Yeah.
Austin. Appreciate you, man.
I'm at the end of myself and I'm tired. I've tried all that I know to do. Right now it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you. I'm running out of hope. I need a miracle. And if I ever needed you, it's right now. My only hope, I need a miracle. And if if I ever needed you, it's right now.
My days were numbered, case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under, messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath, terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death.
bunch of chore rap. Never gonna get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.